USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump says he has every right to challenge elections. He spoke briefly yesterday in Georgia, shortly after he was booked at the Fulton County Jail for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. Trump called the case a travesty of justice, saying he did nothing wrong. The former president reiterated his claims of election interference in regards to 2024. This was the fourth criminal case brought against Trump this year. He was released on a $200,000 bond. Trump may be headed back to Atlanta soon after yesterday's surrender.
Unlike his other cases, Fulton County does not arraign a defendant on the same day they are booked and processed at the jail. The arraignment, where Trump would enter a plea in a courtroom, happens at a later date. Atlanta prosecutors are pushing for the arraignment to happen the week of September 5th, and Trump may be required once again to appear in person. I'm Ryan Daniels.
There are a lot more rules to follow in the world of social media. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow a sweeping new European law that takes effect today. The European Union's Digital Service Act adds restrictions to everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, TikTok, many others. The law is aimed at concerns tech critics have raised in recent years, including the spread of misinformation and disinformation, potential harm to mental health, particularly for young people, a lack of transparency, and illegal or fake products on virtual marketplaces. This is USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A suspect is in custody for allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet outside a shopping mall near Los Angeles. Police say shoppers were evacuated from a mall in Glendale last night after a suspicious toilet was left outside a movie theater, and that a note on the toilet suggested it could be a bomb. The LA County Bomb Squad was brought in and set up an X-ray machine to see inside the toilet and determined it was, in fact, empty. Police arrested a male suspect a short time later. His identity and the motive for the bomb threat toilet were not revealed.
Space, the final frontier.
William Shatner exploring the new frontier of AI. Star Trek's Captain Kirk has been working with the hologram company Proto Inc. on a new device called Protobot, which combines conversational AI with holographic visuals. Shatner told Reuters that he's been asking the device questions that an ordinary computer can't answer, such as, does Protobot know what love is, or does Protobot understand emotion? The Protobot will be available commercially on September 8th. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bauhaus Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's the car, right?
Just one sec. Bauhaus Builders, this is Bao. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.